Hey, y'all, it's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and we are back. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 5, Episode 10, called Sanctuary. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my word. We're back. It is Season 5B, the premiere of what we now know is the last season.
Bittersweet.
Although incredibly exciting that they have the spinoff series. Also incredibly exciting that they made it to 100 episodes.
Yes.
Oh,
awesome. They'll mean syndication for years.
100 plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So exciting.
So we cried our tears already, and we're going to get to talk about the exciting things. Like Daka and Jimena and other words and an let's do some intros before we get to it, though. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I'm on Twitter at JeffMasters1.
I'm Hannah Pritchard. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
I'm Jillian Leff. You can tweet me at Jillian Leff.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can tweet me at Stephanie Georgie.
Awesome. So the episode opens and we are in the church where we left off before. Mm-hmm. The Fosters, more than any other show I know, likes to end seasons, like half seasons, in a dramatic area. And I love that they just open up in the scene and we're right back where we started.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yes. And it's even more dramatic because Jimena is seeking sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as we know, this is an ongoing issue in our world today, which is crazy.
I have to say, especially because of what's going on right now. I mean, Daka was trending on Twitter today. It was heightened emotions. Like, the three of us were crying
so fast.
Right out the gate.
You're pointing at Steph and Hannah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about this show that every single week it makes me think I'm PMSing. Hannah, like, legit.
I'm not going to lie. That did cross my mind once when we were watching.
That she was PMSing?
No, that I'm like, am I? But I was going to say, it's because we're connected. These are our people.
It's true.
I don't know. Like, the realness of the situation, the gravity of what was happening, I feel like the actors played it off exceptionally. There was so much tension. I think that's what made me cry. How much tension, and I was so nervous.
Because the stakes are huge.
They are.
Yeah, like if they F up, you know, like someone's getting deported.
And then...
And this is on the heels of just this morning, it was announced that the people from Salvador who've been in our country for 18, 19 years, that like we're no longer letting them remain. 250,000 right. people.
Do you know how many Salvies there are?
250,000.
Right, but in like Los Angeles alone,
too. Oh, yeah.
Too.
Massive.
It's, yeah.
And
huge
it's people,
community.
Yeah, and they've had temporary status for so long that they've now become like parts of our society.
Mm-hmm.
But with Jimena, she had this one line where she said that she didn't renew her DACA card because she didn't trust our government. And were this 2 years ago, we would have all said, just trust the government. It's going to be fine. And now we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's wild to me.
Yeah. Because they just keep switching things up. So anything goes, essentially, you know, it doesn't really matter.
And immigration lawyers that I talk to, which is not regularly, but, you know, sometimes, they are having a real big issue on what to advise their clients. Because pre this presidency, everything was cut and dry. We knew how we treated immigrants and how we didn't. And now it's hit and miss.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Really, really sad. Yeah.
It's just very emotional. Like, we're driving around in Los Angeles. You know, you see the ICE vehicles. You don't know what they're doing. Like, I turned to you, I think, or you, I don't know, during the episode. And I was like, how many people were taken today from their homes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, we're watching this play out on TV and... I don't know, especially if you're in a city where you're actively seeing ICE agents storm homes and take people. It hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
It hit hard. And very timely. They always hit the nail on the head with the time.
It's crazy.
They really do.
It's wild. Are you on Twitter right now, Jillian?
I am, yeah.
So if people are watching live, we do this at 7 p.m.-ish on Tuesdays, Pacific Standard Time. Jillian's in the chat. You can hashtag Foster's chat. Mm-hmm. What should we hashtag?
We are going to hashtag ABTV. Fosters.
So let's hashtag ABTV Fosters.
Yeah, and I'm looking. I have a comment from Lizette. Hi, Lizette. What's
Hi,
up, girl?
Lizette,
yeah, what's up?
She said it's sad because it doesn't even matter. Even Poppy thought she was safe because she had her papers, but she was taken away as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Jillian, if anything is relevant, read it out. If it's not, I don't want to hear about it. Okay.
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 I got you, girl.
Is there a comment of Brandon? I don't care. We're not there yet, okay? Did Lizette hear that?
Did Lizette?
Poppy's on schedule. It's fine. We're good. We're good. I thought it was really clever how this episode used social media in terms of like the Facebooking and the filming. And when they took away Poppy's parents and they were filming it and we were like cutting in between the shots.
Right.
The
World Star. Just
yeah.
I'm sorry.
What is World Star?
Oh, it's a web, trashy website.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, but a lot of cell phone video.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. Go ahead.
I think that the entire situation, you know, where, you know, they said, stop filming.
Yeah.
And Lena said, you know, we know our rights. Mm-hmm. So make sure everybody really does know that and sink in that you can film in any type of situation.
Well, that's something that I think about all the time, is that if they told me to stop filming, my response would have been, wait, is that legal? I would have asked, because I did not know.
I would have said, right. Yes, sir. I just wouldn't have thought twice. I would have been like, I don't want to get in trouble.
Right, I wouldn't have even thought to film because I wouldn't want to get in trouble. Right. I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
You do it.
Yeah.
And
so, no, you're right.
So Mariana flinched for a second, but then she realized, okay, no, I am doing the right thing. And really, they can't do anything about it. And I'm so happy that they ended up doing that, because the phone automatically puts pressure on people.
Yeah. It sure does.
It automatically does. And that was the whole point of this episode, putting pressure on those people.
Yeah, it just reminds me of like Ta-Nehisi Coates, who talks about mainly, you know, like black men and women being shot, and he says and by police officers who are getting off free, and he says that the fact that these people are dying is not new. The fact that we're capturing it on camera is new, so that people are going to be held accountable, kind of, even though oftentimes they're not. But that's a larger discussion.
Yeah.
So I like that they kind of explained that we were in this church because she was seeking sanctuary. I did not know the laws. And to me, I'm just like shocked that in our country that has a separation between church and state, that this can allow.
Oh, I'm relieved.
I actually also found out this weekend, too, I interviewed a teacher that works in a low-income area of Los Angeles, and she actually asked her about DACA and how it's affected the school, and she actually said that her school is sanctuary.
Oh, wow.
Which I had no idea. So there are a lot of families that are in her school that are directly affected by this. So, you know, she's trained and the staff is trained to sort of like deal with that, because a lot of the kids were born here and their parents weren't young, elementary school age. But no, I knew about the church, obviously, because of the Fosters, but I really wasn't aware of what sanctuary was until this show.
Yeah. So is just specifically that school, or like are all schools sanctuary?
I'm not 100% positive, but I'm sure Twitter is going to let me know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let it catch up with itself. But this specific school,
I would imagine it'd be because of what it has and what they can do in the demographic in that area.
Yeah. Is it a religious school?
Yeah. No.
Really?
Public
school. Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, but it, depending on what part of Los Angeles, it probably needs that. Like, there's probably not churches large enough. Should something happen, they needed to find where they could do sanctuary.
I also think that we live in Los Angeles, and different mayors can dictate to their police officers of what laws in terms of, like, ICE and immigration they can follow and not follow. Mm-hmm. So I think that, like, people are more safe in bigger cities like this, where the mayor says, like, don't deport people.
Right.
And I think as ours have.
Mm-hmm. And everything is separate, too. Is like Culver City Police are separate. Beverly Hills is separate.
Well, West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I guess this is San Diego, though. But I love Pastor Nicole's voice. That's Noah's mom, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I forgot that.
No, yeah. She was fabulous.
Yes.
Her presence and the way she spoke with elegance and just... What a little angel.
I know. I can just imagine the actor being like, wait, this is my storyline? Yeah. When she had like one scene all last season.
Yeah. Right.
I really was affected by the speech that she gave to Ximena about God, and my God doesn't do this, and this is what my God does. Because I think it's so easy for people to assume that this is a show that is with a family led by two women, and gay people are all godless.
Right.
When that's not entirely the case.
Absolutely.
You know, I think some stats I saw that like over like 50% of like LGBTQ people are religious in some sense. And so I think that like we live in a world where different political sides have taken different issues, and the Democrats have taken LGBTQ rights, and the Republicans have taken religion on the whole, when really that's not how people work.
Exactly.
So I like that they're not shying away from that.
I like it too. I think that it's important for people to have some sort of a belief system. It doesn't need to be, you know, what people have portrayed on TV or what we've learned growing up. We're in a different place now. Spirituality is something that's accepted. Some sort of faith that keeps you in this good routine is important for any person.
Right.
You know, I think anyone who doesn't have some sort of a ground is What are you living for? It's almost very, I don't want to say selfish to insult anyone, but, you know, it's a greater power. It's morals. It's wanting to serve for your community, for the people around you, to be better for your family and friends.
Yeah, I also think that many people will not consider themselves to be quote-unquote religious. Mm-hmm. However, they really are spiritual.
Yes. Because of the stigma that comes with religion. People are almost afraid to say it.
Yeah.
And some people, especially I find it in Los Angeles, are scared to even say that to even use the word God. Sometimes I find myself trying not to use it because I don't want to offend anybody or have the conversation spiral into something else where it's almost not cool to believe in something. But, like, religion needs to... We need to, like, bring it up in, like, this cool place rather than something so negative.
Come out of the closet. Yeah. You believe in God. It's great. I'll support you either way, Steph.
Exactly, actually. That's so funny you say that because it almost feels that way.
Jimena came out to Cali.
She did. Well, although, ladies, I mean, she played roller derby. Hello.
Don't stereotype.
I absolutely am. They're all gay, except for in Los Angeles County, one person who's a writer. Her name's Pamela Ribbon. You should follow her on Twitter. They're all gay. They're all gay. You know.
Well, and I remember thinking when they first introduced Jimena and Mariana joined the roller derby team, I kept thinking that they were going to create a storyline of Jimena being interested in Mariana. Like, I feel like we talked about that.
Really?
Lesbians
play the long game. It's fine.
I didn't really get... I don't know if I ever thought she was gay. I didn't go
there. I just thought she was cool as hell.
Yeah, so did I. I thought she was just dope.
She has a nose ring. She's gay.
What?
She's gay.
A nose ring?
I know.
She's gay.
Oh my God.
You know, might not be gay, but you have a white trash tattoo.
That is a true statement. Hannah got a new tattoo.
It literally says white trash. I'm not outing you, right? That's not too personal.
No. Nope. Proud.
I'm sorry. Is that true?
Yes.
Does it really say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. And I got it on my leg because it seemed appropriate.
That's...
Anyway,
nuts.
Back to the coming out. I like that Jimena asked about their history between Callie and AJ. Mm-hmm. Something that I really admire about the show is that they don't let storylines just die when they're done with it. Mm-hmm. Because, and I mean that in a good way. Mm-hmm. In regards of Callie and AJ's relationship, it's still complicated. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how relationships are, by the way.
Yeah.
Breaking news. And also, we'll talk more about him later, but Nick, there was a really traumatic thing where he brought a gun to school. And it would be so easy for other shows to say, okay, he's gone to jail, mm-hmm. and we never talk about him again. Mm-hmm. I think it's really brave to keep bringing him up and to have that continued trauma to be dealt with.
Right. That's life.
Yeah. Right. He's a kid. He's still around tripping on his own. So
yeah. And I remember when all that happened and we had him in the studio and we talked to him about how we all believed that there was still a possibility of a redemption story. And not even redemption, but learning what was going on with him mentally, potentially. You know what I mean? And most shows don't want to go that far into it because you just go ahead and cast them aside as, like, mm-hmm. bad, evil, whatever. But there's more to that. There is, like, something that led that person there, potentially. It's not always just, like, mental illness, you know?
And it doesn't just disappear in a year, you know? There's a process of healing and getting better and getting over. So.
And I also liked, too, what Emma said to her when they were in the bedroom. She was like, he's so manipulative. Mm-hmm. And that sort of like struck a chord with me. I have a very close friend that is just coming out of like a really manipulative relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to say that you're not going to talk to that person and you're going to cut them out mm-hmm. of your life. But then somehow they work their way back in.
It's true.
And so like hopefully we'll get to explore that with Mariana. But the thing that really like hit me with Callie and AJ was when AJ was just like, no matter how hard I've tried, like, I haven't been able to get over you.
I don't want to get over you.
And like, I feel like a lot of us have been there,
right?
Oh yeah.
It's very hard when you are that connected to somebody. And I know that she feels the connection too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see it. The energy between them is like palpable when you see them on screen together. Like it feels right. Like absolutely. When they were sitting next to each other on the pew, like, didn't you, like, I felt mm-hmm. something.
Well, I think it was also just finally seeing the history. So even in the midst of this dramatic situation, you know, Jimena peeped it out as well. She's like, so, because the chemistry is there. Something has happened before.
Yeah, and I really like that you brought up the history because these two people dated and connected while they were also being adopted into families.
Right.
Yeah.
They have a whole different level of connection.
Yeah. And I mean, when he was saying, maybe I don't want to get over you, they're alone in this like section of the church. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, is something going to happen?
Yeah. I mean,
I thought they were going to kiss, at the very least.
Well, I think AJ did, too.
he sure did. He was trying to. He leaned in real hard, but she said,
right. I mean, I think the whole, like, real important part of that conversation was when Callie said that she was going to go to Aaron's car.
Yeah.
And then I think sort of AJ, like, realized, like, okay, obviously there's, like, a lot here. I feel like it's definitely not over, especially because we saw in the preview that Aaron has another girl in his life.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that's necessarily the end of a conversation, but I think it was really important for AJ to admit that he just dated Dawn to, like, try to move on. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to move on.
He needed a distraction.
Yeah, exactly. And now that's definitely over, because if somebody left me at prom, child.
Yeah. But okay, but at the same time, AJ, I'm like, Dawn is kind of what broke you all up. It wasn't, you know what
I think
I mean?
It made it easier. I think sometimes people get to a point where they're like, what am I doing in this place? And I need to be able to get out of it. And the best way, unfortunately, is, you know, how do you get over someone is to get under someone else. Yeah. But my problem with that and with society and people doing that, I don't think it's fair. And I know that sometimes you need to be selfish to do that to someone. I've been in the situation even recently where I had to say to you, you know what, I'm so sorry, I can't spend more time with you because I feel as if I'm using you as a distraction, right. And that is not fair.
Right. And I feel like when people fall,
that's how people get played.
Yeah. And when people fall back on, like, bringing a third party into the mix or whatnot, I feel like it's generally because they're more afraid to tell that they just don't want to be in the relationship anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like a cop-out kind of thing, and it makes it so much more nasty than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, I think also, like, with the rebound too, like, often you don't realize that that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you are aware of it in that situation, but oftentimes people are not.
So, like, for him to say it out loud to her.
Yeah.
And say, like, oh, yeah, this girl. You know, that was, I felt like that was, like, a big step.
Yeah.
For them.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. I have something in my notes written that says gap convo. So we don't know. Oh, glad convo. Not glad the media organization. Okay, I'm glad that Steph and Lena had the convo of, what the heck is Callie doing? Because at first was treated so casually, like, oh, yes, of course, Jimena has sanctuary. Callie, yeah, you brought her. You're going to stay with her. Not a problem, baby. Want a cigarette? Sure. and so I like that the convo of, like, oh, my God, although it's a good thing, but what are we doing? Just because I needed us not to normalize this decision.
Right.
And then as we flash forwarding to the end, we find out that they did not allow her to stay.
Which I love as well.
Right. And she did not put up a fight. Mm-hmm. And that is what she needed to be told.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny to see Callie even as a character, you know, and I always think, like, how do these actors know how to develop and grow with it from, like, because I feel like she's still so connected to her from the beginning.
She was, yeah.
And it's so funny because in that moment, I feel as if in her face, the way that I read it was, one, she finally is grown enough to be aware and to notice things. And then to see her mom and her moms be so stern about saying, no, you can't do this. She looked almost happy and was like, well, I have to listen to my moms.
Yeah. Because
they are my parents. And yeah. I finally have that.
Yeah. And earlier in the episode, when AJ was like, yo, the police are here, we got to run. And she said, hold on a second. Okay, no, we're good.
Mom, right?
Yeah, we just trust my mom. That's a new Callie. That's a mature person who has now, after a couple seasons, learned that she can trust these adults in her relationship. Right. Because she probably had to learn that for the first time in her life.
Yeah, right. And to be fair, we have to remember that she's only been with the family for just about 2 years.
Yeah.
So in reality, it's... That's the approach. That's probably when she really would start to settle. It takes time, you know? Mm-hmm. It takes so many months to even get comfortable somewhere and then to properly learn someone or get to know them. And then finally to feel, you know, that home is where your heart is and her heart is there.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I like that idea of even, like, separate from feeling comfortable with the moms and feeling okay in a situation, the whole Callie this entire time, everything that she has done and put her life in danger for has been out of love and because she wants to stand up for something and be a good person. And I think that's a struggle that so many people go through who just want to, like, love and give and all of these kind of things, that they end up sacrificing so much of themselves and making their life so much harder in order to do so, that it really is a learning curve to find a way to love appropriately without sacrificing yourself and creating some level of boundaries that is actually just as beneficial for the person in the world that you're trying to help, you know?
I think the term there, like, appropriately, is kind of what you have to focus on, because she had to learn that. And it's so beautiful to see her character have this wisdom of, like, damn, I was young. I know I thought I knew everything and I can still help people, but there's a way to do it.
Yes. An issue I have with TV shows in general is that they do not understand how social media works. Mm-hmm. And so people will join Twitter and they'll have 50,000 followers, or they'll send off tweets that go viral because they want it to go viral. And for people as social media savvy as we are, and I actually mean that very genuinely, we know that it's quite difficult to build followings and to get viral things. And so that is why I think that their use of Facebook was clever, because Facebook taps into your own social networks, mm-hmm. and their social network had a protest rally a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's not actually a big stretch to believe that you just call all those people up and have them come to the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's a really good use of social media.
Yeah,
except for when she didn't use the front face camera.
That was so funny.
And she was walking backwards.
It was for the sake of us so that we could see her face.
I guess so. But I'm like, Maya Mitchell, you knew what you were doing.
Oh. Girl, it's the two arrows on the bottom corner.
Just flip it. Flip it.
She didn't have a cell phone in her other foster homes, okay?
Yeah.
It's her first one.
Okay. Fine.
Probably
I'll let it slide.
Just kidding.
I want to make a big prediction for the future. I know we're not at predictions, but I'm the lead host. I don't care, okay? I'm doing what I want.
Do whatever you need to do.
So, we end this episode with... Thank you, Julian. That's my validating. Thank you. We end the episode and Poppy has moved into the house. Mm-hmm. And so now this family is ever growing. Nevertheless, she persisted. And so I think that it would be really easy and lovely for the spinoff series with Callie and Mariana to also have Poppy in it.
That'd be cute.
I heard that. Did she have, I heard that they're still.
Do you know the gossip?
Yeah, I got the hot goss. I heard that, well, I read on Twitter that they're still in talks with a couple more characters from the Fosters to be featured on the new show. But obviously, as we saw in the press release, it's going to be focused on Callie and Mariana a couple years in the future.
Which is so smart.
So great. Yeah.
Also,
College years, just like Saved by the Bell.
Also, yeah, and because it's not a total... It's not like a different world per se, mm-hmm. and the actors love and trust these creators so much. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not crazy to believe that they're gonna be like, hey, we're having a big episode, like Lena and Steph, can you like hop on for that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, my day rate's huge though. You know?
Even better for everyone.
And they're like, oh, I would love to see Mariana again. Yeah. Great. Also known as Sarah.
If they do this, it'll be awesome to see what happens to them in college. Because think about everything else that arises, you know? Even smaller little things.
I actually hope that it's not college. I hope that it's after college.
After college.
They look too young.
They're too little, yeah.
I don't know.
Really? I just think it's brilliant because every family drama during high school dies when the kids graduate and go to college. Mm-hmm,
sure.
And so this is a really clever way to cut off like the decaying limbs.
I imagine they'd be roommates. I imagine they'd have like a house or something somewhere. And if they go to San Diego State, that's Angeles. A party school.
They're going to be in LA.
They're going to be in LA?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Oh, for art? Yeah. Sure.
Maybe I'm like remembering the details wrong, but I'm pretty sure that I read Los Angeles, roommates.
That's just easier to shoot.
Callie's going to be exploring her social justice and foster care, that type of thing. And then Mariana is going to be doing stuff with like...
Oh, but that makes
robots,
sense.
STEM.
Yeah, so tech savvy stuff, and then we're gonna see Callie stay up in downtown LA.
Okay, let's flash forward four seasons. The fifth season, the spinoff comes. They're out of college, and as I predicted in season one of The Fosters, Brandon then gets hired as a recurring role. They fall in love. Okay, rally, hi.
I'm banking on that too.
Oh my god!
First of all, you know what? And I never thought I'd say this. How crazy is it that Callie and Brandon had sex? Oh my god! Oh my god, that is so nuts. I see them now and I'm like, why did you do that? I would love to watch a video of me before saying brawly, but no, niños, ustedes no pueden hacer eso.
You're now thinking about this?
I know.
I have some thoughts and predictions. I'll
cabin
save it.
In the woods, baby.
I'll save that for predictions, but something about that cabin in the woods.
Okay.
Oh why?
So...
Something what?
Okay.
We'll save predictions. Okay. So we mentioned Elliot Fletcher. What's his character's name? Aaron. Got it. Thank you. I got it. Okay, guys. Elliot Fletcher, they break up. They're just friends now.
Mm-hmm. That conversation is just painful.
Although Callie had a hand moment. I love hand acting. She had a hand moment with AJ. They clutched pearls. Mm-hmm. Then we need to discuss the remaining foster kids.
Okay.
Very briefly. We had a fun moment with Olivia, the girlfriend of the neighbor who has a name.
Oh, yes. Found out about that DM. Nasty girl.
I love Amanda so much. Yep. Or Emma. What's her name on the show?
Emma.
I love her so much. She's like, well, maybe.
This?
And she's just so dope because she's like, don't try to put one past me, girl, because I got my girl... Mariana.
And she got her man.
Yeah, exactly. She did.
She's
yeah.
full on with Jesus.
And I was thrilled this episode. Sorry to cut you off. I was thrilled that they did not focus about Jesus being different this episode.
Oh, agreed. Me too.
He was
good.
One of the kids.
Let the kid live.
Oh, his brain. F-safe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He still has a TBI. Like
traumatic yeah. brain injury.
Mm-hmm. But that's not going to happen every day. It's like, let it happen. Every day. I'm saying, like, it's not that
bad. It just
bad.
Felt, it felt like it used to feel.
It did. It was
It'll
really
come
nice.
Back. It'll
yeah,
come back.
Yeah, yeah. But He'll at lash appropriate out. Times. Yeah. When something bad happens, not when He'll like he's having somebody. A good old time.
Okay. I hope it's me.
Oh my God.
So
you want him to choke you? What?
That was that was private. No, actually not. We need to. Noah and Jude were very close together,
mm-hmm. so
and then we had
close.
That moment. They buried Johnner in this episode.
They sure did.
I love you. I love you too. Oh my God, young queer love. I love
yes!
it.
They did, but I love that when you even. When he even said that, he almost just said Noah and Jesus, which you didn't think it was Noah and Jesus, but he did when it happened, thought it was Jesus jumping in the bed.
Listen, I'm taking notes no. and writing, and so when Jesus, when Jude is looking over to the bed, I see the back of a head. I was like, oh, he's talking to Noah.
His brother.
And then he crawls in bed with him, and I was like, why is Noah...
Jesus.
Santaneo. Jesus.
Oh, no,
sorry. Oh, his name is Noah. Sorry. These biblical names, I can't keep them straight.
You're right.
I thought that it was Jesus that crawled in bed with Jude, and that's why I was like, what is happening? Uh-huh. God. I need them to change their names.
I thought it was so
they changed the
great.
Actors. They could change their name for me.
Yeah.
JT Austin.
Even though I think it's not fair that Noah was allowed to sleep in the same room with... Jude.
There's not enough room in the house. There's 90 kids
that.
With Poppy and
but they
Emma.
Should have put Noah's ass with Sierra
Where's
and
Emma's
Amanda.
Parents? Why'd they let her spend the night?
Because Emma's
You know
dumb.
What? I think there was a lot happening tonight that was the least of Mama's concerns.
So speaking of Mama's concerns, we now know, because there's no secrets in the Foster's family house, mm-hmm. that about the job thing, mm-hmm. where she might leave Anchor Beach, which seems so much less dramatic now that there's only 10 episodes of the show left.
That's agreed. Yes.
You know, like, that's how they end the show, where, like, she's packing up, leaving with her box from Anchor okay. Beach.
Okay. Maybe mid-show, we're not even going to be in Anchor Beach anymore. Maybe we're not, like, maybe Jude's the only one left in high school, and it's a different high school, and we're just, like, literally mid the end of the season,
nah,
they're just somewhere else.
Stop
but
that.
They can't pull all the kids out of Anchor Beach.
No, right. only Jude. I'm saying Jude would be the only one left because the other two already graduated.
Hey,
so you're talking about like a fast forward?
Like a little bit of a fast forward for the last three or four episodes.
I don't
that.
Do a fast forward.
But it don't mean it's not going to
I'm not doing a fast forward
that.
For the show.
And I'm in tune.
I don't do that. No, we're not doing a fast forward.
But maybe do it.
Just for the finale. We're not doing that. Really quickly, yes. Brandon and Grace. Grace still has leukemia. She's very sick. There might be a cure. She was listening to Lady Gaga song, The Cure. I love that song.
Also, they're dating in real life, which I'm just like living for.
Super cute. Sorry. Also, I feel like this is his dream to find a girl with cancer to take care of. Like, doesn't this fit his MO so that well?
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's funny.
I know that like it sounds like disgusting when I say it like that way, but I genuinely mean it.
Yeah. It fits his character way too well.
It does.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Mm. Also, like, he's modeling his parents who take care of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Brandon's always been our little emo one.
I mean,
you know
he's
what I
his
mean?
Mother's son. His mother's son.
Yes.
Both mama's son.
Yeah. He just needs something to cry about.
He's a product of
He does. And I'll give him a lot if he wants to talk. Chillian, you had a prediction about a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, but I want to talk about one more thing before we move on to predictions.
What do you want to talk about, Jillian?
The Steph thing about her not breathing.
Yes. That's going to be an issue.
That's going to be an issue because she did it again. She did it with Mike, and then she did it again when she was getting a cup of water. So, like, what is that? Is she having a panic attack? Is she...
Or, like, is it, like, a lung thing? Or did we... What happened with the mammogram?
Well, heart issues that lead to heart attacks affect women in grave numbers. I know because Barbara Streisand's a big advocate, and she talks about it a lot.
Yikes. Oh my God, you're beautiful.
My favorite thing in Joyzy.
Never changed. Never changed.
No.
So that freaked me out a little bit, and especially because she didn't realize it, and Mike had to point it out to her, and he was like, mm-hmm. you used to do that all the time. Which makes me think that she was doing it when, she was stressed out because she was married to somebody that she didn't want to be with. So she was
she's
having
suppressing
this, like,
something.
Yeah, something deep down is like being suppressed. So hopefully it's not too bad. But let me just talk about my prediction. I think we should move on to predictions.
Lay it on me.
Okay.
Oh my god. The first predictions of the season.
Now, okay. You're after Buzz TV.
Let me just talk about my predictions.
Oh.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Feeling an echo. I follow a lot of the cast and a lot of the writers and directors and producers on social media. So I was noticing that towards the end of the season, or the end of like around their 100 episodes, 101 when it was announced that 101 was going to happen, before any of the cancellation news happened or the three extra episodes, I saw and I recognized where they were filming.
Idlewild?
Yeah. So there's this property in Malibu that my friend actually got married at, and I noticed right away because I was like, oh my god, that was the ballroom that I was in. And there was a cabin right next to the ballroom.
Oh my god.
I'm wondering if they're actually going to be going back to the cabin where they had sex.
We've not done a Brawley thing in so long. Do we think that we're ending the Fosters series with a Brawley moment, like, in the same cabin it started in?
I feel like I don't even want to think about it. But I like want just you knowing to, Jillian. That, but like just knowing that, that they're going to be, or I mean, like, I can't imagine them going there and like not filming in this cabin and it not being the same cabin that they had filmed at before. Like, it makes no sense to me. It looks so similar. I don't know, but
Jillian,
that's just
me. This is such hot goss.
But like, that's just me being like a detective.
Wow.
and I'm sure like a lot of people that are like really just like all about the news with the show, I bet that they probably know more than I do. But like, I just saw that and I'm like, I know where that is.
Nice work.
So we'll
you look
see
distraught,
what happens.
Hannah.
Yeah, you do. I'm so confused.
You guys, I feel like I'm having a lot of feelings about it right now that I don't know how to process because I wanted Brawley for so long. Mm-hmm. I have always believed that no matter what, that they would find a way to end it for Brawley. And it would come back to that. But see, that's the thing, is I'm having a lot of feelings because for whatever reason, I don't know that it's right. I don't know that it's right or what I want anymore. And I hate to say that because, like, everybody that knows I've been Brawley with you this whole time, like, I'm a little bit freaking out about it because I don't know that it's right anymore, and I don't know how to feel about that.
I just
okay,
think that
new
we've
segment.
Moved past the moment.
We're moving into this segment, which is called Do We Think That This Show Will Give Us One More Brawley Moment?
I don't think we should be talking about this on the premiere
no,
episode.
We have to talk about it right now.
Yes.
Okay. Hannah thinks yes. I need a yes or no, Steph.
I don't know.
She said no. She said no. What do you think? Yes or no?
I mean, I think it doesn't need it.
You don't think it'll need it? What do you think?
I don't think it needs it, but I think that they're going
to
give
it to
us.
We have to save it for the
spinoff. I think we're getting it. We're 50-50 right here.
I just don't know. First of all, unless he's going to be featured in the spinoff at some point, they won't do it in this.
It'll be really, that's a great point. It'll be really difficult for Mariana and Callie to have a relationship in college because Mariana's going to know that they, like, banged.
Wait,
Wait. Growing up, this is crazy. I think that they'd get older and have a love for each other. And yes, they know that they did that. But after everything that's happened, I don't see them. I feel like they're about to start seeing each other as siblings only.
I'm thinking about the decisions I make on alcohol, though. What do you think?
What are you defining as a moment?
Oh, Jillian, these questions. This
well,
detective
you're
work.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think a prolonged cinematic makeout would give me a moment.
But why would it happen? Because he's crying about Grace dying?
Or Grace breaks up with him because she heals.
She has to say
she
goodbye
heals
or
herself.
Something.
Let's say she gets healed. She her leukemia is fine.
Herself.
She goes in remission and she's like, you know what, Buck, which she calls Brandon. You know what, Buck? I want to travel the world. I want to see Paris. I want to see Versailles. I want to see the Louvre. And you know what? We've got a crazy president. So I'm taking off some time and I need to go find myself now that I'm not the sick girl anymore.
Pause.
I was monologuing.
There's a tweet. So Maya tweeted during the Fosters chat tonight. Somebody asked her, what is the most special and emotional scene you've ever done? And she said, a scene with Brandon from 5B. We just shot it, so it's fresh in my mind.
Okay, here's what I think the Brawley moment will be, though. I don't think it'll be a makeout, a hookup.
It'll be that I love you forever, and that's it.
It'll be kind of like a throwback to their journey and where they started with each other and how their love has changed to something else, but is even stronger the way that it is now.
I think it'll be romantic. Remember 9 years ago when the show started, right, and Bradley, there was a quote that said, these are the star-crossed lovers of our show.
Right.
And what happened to R&J? They both died. Wait, not that. Okay, but.
No, actually.
No, I mean it.
But, you know, oh, I'm so cute. Man, I'm going to hit up Maya.
We're on all different pages. Does anybody have any concrete predictions, though, for the rest of, like, the life?
I think that the issue is they decided to take a different route with the previews this season. So, normally, after the first episode, we would get on this season of The Fosters, mm-hmm, and it would show, but instead they did like a post-credit scene almost.
That is such a great point.
So, stylistically, it's completely different. So, what I'm assuming is that during the week, they're going to be releasing a few more clips, which is what they usually do anyway. So look out for that on Facebook, on Twitter. They usually release like two before the next week's episode. So I'm hoping that sort of the puzzle pieces help putting it together before Tuesday's episode. But this is completely different. I mean, we actually had stuff to talk about last time because we got a full season preview.
That's a great point.
So really, I think we're just like...
Well, I also think that when they were creating... they were working on the show before they knew if the show would end or not. Mm. So they were gearing it toward... They were writing it specifically, gearing it towards an end that they knew if they needed to, they could make it the ending. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, like, if this point in, like, the cutting process, if they were just like, well, we don't actually know. Yeah. You know? Maybe. Will Grace live or die? I don't know.
Maybe, especially because they're going to be taking a break.
But Grace says she wants to say goodbye, so she just might not even... She might just bounce and be like, let me do this on my own.
No one has died on the show in a while. Do we think we're going to get a death?
Yes. Courtney. No, I'm shitting. Oh, no! I'm just kidding.
I have to go.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe. I'm not talking about her.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what the emotional thing is. Maybe she does die and Brandon has to leave and Callie knows where to find him. Oh. She finds him there and then they have that moment.
Hmm. What do you think, Hannah?
Okay, it was a bold one. I think it may be Steph.
Oh no!
Her heart attack?
Oh god.
I think it may be Steph. I think Grace will live. I think it may be Steph.
I don't even want to think about that.
Oh girl.
I think that
you done hurt me real bad right now.
I think that's the worst place to end it on, so we're gonna do it.
I think let's go. Let's get off this right now.
Everybody's gonna end mad.
I'm literally sweating. We
Hannah
need to go.
Wants Dang, girl, Steph to die.
I don't want her to. Right now.
I don't want her to.
Low key, you might be right.
I don't think they're killing off moms.
I don't know. Hi, we need to go.
That is a writer/actor's dream to act and to write a scene for. And so you would do that if the show is going to continue. But you do that to end it. And
Game of Thrones so good.
That's an ongoing series, though. Oh my god. Oh you know?
Right.
So we can deal with that. So like a writer would like kill off a main character like that if we can process it together and have new additional scenes episodes. Mm-mm. They would not do it to end the series.
No. We need a Dawson's Creek ending up in this thing. A Dawson's Creek series ending and that's one of the main characters dying.
No, I don't want to flash forward, I said.
Dawson's Creek with what? With
Jen dies.
Oh, you're right.
Jen dies at the very end.
She leaves that video.
Yes.
For her daughter.
Yes.
Dawson's Creek is so good, guys.
I know.
We're getting off topic.
We need to go. We need
Let's
to go.
Let's say goodbye.
Oh, no. You go first.
Okay, yeah, I will. you can find me on all the interwebs at JeffMasters1. I also host the interview podcast called LGBT Q&A, which is weekly interviews with different members of the LGBTQ community. Last week, we had Aaron Carter on, the singer. He still wants candy. This week, we had Kim Coco Iwamoto, who is a trans woman running for lieutenant governor in Hawaii, and her election will be historic. Mm. So that's LGBT Q&A. Check it out.
That's incredible. Y'all can yell at me about my prediction. At Twitter and Instagram at The Hot Shot Dude.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. That's about it.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, but please give me a favor. Find me on Instagram at The Stephanie Georgie and hit that follow button.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, Steph.
We'll see you next week. Good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.